Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here, too. Pam's a great member of our Brain Trust. We love having her on the show because we always get smarter when she joins us. She's the author of so many books on how you can reach out and relate to consumers. She's a retail expert, especially in the higher end area, the folks with the extra discretionary income. She's even named them. She's given them names in those groups. She's split up the demographics and given them all names, and is just makes it so much easier for us to understand. And that's the reason why we like having her on the show. And she makes it look good while she's doing it too. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be with you today.
Congratulations on the new book, Meet the Henrys.
Yes, the millennials that matter most for luxury brands. And I have to say, you know, my publisher wanted to use luxury in the title, but the focus is the Henrys,
that's
the
right.
High earners, not rich yet, are the millennials that matter most to everybody because they're the ones with money.
Well, that's exactly right. And a lot of people probably aren't realizing it. You know, just like a grandmother, I mean, like a parent never thinks of their child as being an adult. You know, you still think of them being 12 sometimes. I think some retailers still think of a millennial as being a 23-year-old. Well, guess what, folks? There's some of them who are almost 43. And
that's right.
And so they're already, well, I mean, they're like, it's hard. It makes me feel old when I think about it, Pam. But the older millennials are middle-aged by now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're reaching it, and they're reaching the highest level of income that they're going to achieve in their lifetime, which happens between 35 and 55 years of age. So we really have to think about, you know, the millennials is a 20-year cohort,
mm-hmm.
So they're
yep.
as large, you know, in terms of time as baby boomers. And the leading edge, the ones that have gotten that have reached this level of Henry income, which is between $100,000 and $250,000.
For the family.
They're the leading edge of their generation,
yeah.
and they're
mm-hmm.
the ones that are likely to make more money as they mature and as they, you know, develop in their careers. So that's why they're so important. It's like you really need
mm-hmm.
to understand this top segment because they're setting the trends. They're the ones that have got money now. They're going to have more money in the future, and they're setting the trends that are going to carry on in the consumer marketplace for the next, you know, 10, 15, 20 years.
And, folks, this is Pam's term, high earners, not rich yet, Henrys. That's her term. It's very
yes.
smart of her to come up with that. And of course, we've been telling you about it.
I can't take credit for it because I saw that term in a Fortune article years ago.
Yeah.
It was about financial services. It wasn't about retail, but I said, you know, that was the term that that's the name I've been looking
right.
for. That's the segment. Not ultra affluent.
Well,
we
all get our ideas from some seed somewhere, don't we? But Pam,
yeah,
one of the things I want to point out is here's another misconception I'd like to put out there for our retailers, and that is that when you think about the last generation that came of age, you're still remembering how they behaved, what they wanted, what their expectations were, what was motivating them. This group
right.
is not like that, is it?
No, they aren't. I mean,
they may have as much money, they may be the same age as those people were at their time in life, but that doesn't mean that's what they want. They want the same stuff.
No, that's right. I mean, and that's why, we use the term luxury in the title of the book, but the fact is the Henrys, the millennial Henrys, are changing the whole definition of what luxury is because they don't want their parents or their grandparents' luxury. They're not into status. They're not into the elitism. They really are defining luxury in very different ways and much more meaningful, much more democratic. I mean, one of the things that people talk about a lot in the luxury market is exclusivity, like it has to be exclusive. Well, the term I think that the Henrys have adopted is that they want it they want to find it in new and different sorts of ways, and exclusivity is about excluding people, and these are democratically minded.
They're politically
and they don't
correct.
Want to be.
They're the most politically correct generation we've ever had.
They certainly are, and they don't want to exclude anybody. They want it to be inclusive. And so luxury, rather than being exclusive, needs to be something that they can discover and find on their own. So it needs to be elusive, not exclusive.
And they think about things so much differently. The way they think about acquiring things, the way they think about owning things, the way they think about tradition and history. I mean, almost, I've never known one of them that was interested in antiques of any kind. Have you?
Well, I mean, some of them are interested in collecting sorts of things.
I'm talking about furniture and things like, and China, things like that.
No, because they buy at IKEA. And then they throw it away after 5 years. So the idea of an antique is just not—it's not in their.
They
their
call it brown. They call it brown. Team. They call it brown wood. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because that, in my opinion, the way they think about things like China and antiques and rugs and art and things like that tells you a lot about what their expectations are and how they're motivated.
Right. Well, they value access to products, but they don't want the heavy lifting of ownership. And so that's why we have Uber, that's why we have Zipcar, that's why we have Rent the Runway. Right. I mean, they really are, as long as they can get it, use it, and then, you know, ownership carries a lot of weight, and they're not interested in carrying
and they
that
feel
weight.
Differently they, about home ownership.
Definitely.
They feel different.
Definitely.
So that informs you about how they're going to furnish where they live or
right.
or
absolutely.
Get
they
or whatever.
Very different
how they're
going to
how they feel differently about eating.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I mean, it's all kinds of all these different changes and you know, we tend to it, you know, and this is retailers, but it's also all kinds of small businesses. We kind of get stuck in our own little paradigms.
Yeah.
And the things that we learn from previous generations that we serve, and it's very hard to adapt to a new generation with new ideas. But that's what the
this
call
is especially
for,
true
for all small businesses.
Meet the Henrys, the millennials that matter most for luxury brands. Pam Danziger's brand new book. We're literally launching it right now, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us. And you know some good old boys.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.